I heard the question asked, what praying in the spirit produces. And I was driving along in my car, and the Lord answered. I didn't get a chance to finish. He had listened to what the man, when he asked the question. I know he taught a good lesson. He's an apostle. But then praying in the spirit produces the supernatural power of God. Now, if you think about that, you got a privilege at all time to function in the supernatural power of God if you're baptized with the Holy Ghost when you pray in tongues. Now, another way I want to say it, to make you more interested in it, divine communion with God through the Holy Ghost. That's what it is when you're praying in the Spirit. Divine communion with God, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let me say it another way to you so you can get it. Praying in the realm of the supernatural. See, every time you begin to pray in the spirit, you step off in the supernatural. The reason I say that, there are three things the Lord told me. Now listen very carefully. When you're praying in the spirit, Satan don't understand you. Men don't understand. And you don't understand. Got all of y'all out the way. That God can minister to you and through you through your prayer language. The communion of the Holy Ghost are in the spirit by praying in the spirit is a supernatural privilege of the spirit-filled believer. It's important. It's supernatural because there's nothing can tie you up when you pray in the spirit. In 1 Corinthians now 14, 2, he says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. See, it bypass men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. So we say this is a divine, supernatural language. I wrote you some notes here. I don't know where to start. I'll just start here. Go to Acts chapter 2. You know, Acts chapter 2 tells the story of the coming of the Holy Spirit. And here we're praying in the realm of the supernatural. Say that, praying in the realm of the supernatural. Now, it does not matter what you're praying about or what you're dealing with then, because you're in that realm. I want you to understand that. That's in that realm. That left earth immediately. Now, you can pray the Our Father prayer, and the Our Father prayer is good prayer. But I'm talking about praying in the spirit here. Is a supernatural language. It takes you instantly into the supernatural where mysteries and hidden secrets can be unfolded from God. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I want to make it more important to you than just praying. It's so powerful. And the Lord had me teaching on it, and he wanted me to teach on it some more. Then Acts 2, you with me in Acts 2? Very simple. You remember I told you don't make the Bible a historical book. It's a revelation book, so every time you open it, God can speak something else out of it. But if you notice there, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all one caught in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. In verse 4, read verse 4. Now I want you to get this in your note. Fire, wind, W-I-N-D, and utterance. Supernatural. as a fire, but it's a supernatural fire, the fire that Elijah had, you know, the wind that Ezekiel had in the valley of dry bones, supernatural. So I believe that praying in tongue can produce this fire. I believe that if you need something blown out of your life, praying in tongue can produce this wind. I've seen it. I've seen it in such a way, praying in the spirit, I've seen the wind blow. In the aspect of adversaries or things that I needed to clear up, I've seen it. Just praying the Holy Ghost. So there, a fire, wind, utterance, given by the Spirit. Now, notice a scripture we need to go over again. Now, notice in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. I'm not going to be long tonight. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. We're talking about communion with God, praying in his divine language, praying, releasing the supernatural power of God we can't explain. Some things will happen in your life while you're praying in the Spirit. You can't even explain because it wasn't 2 plus 2. It takes you into another zone, another realm. Are you following me? So it's so important to know that I can't be jammed. It's so important to know that I can't come in a position in my life I don't know what to do. I could turn into the prayer language, begin to pray. The fire start burning. The wind start blowing. And God began to give me divine utterance, supernatural synthesis, supernatural statements, supernatural understanding, supernatural wisdom, supernatural power. Then the glory come. You know the glory of God on the inside of you? When you praying in tongue, you stirring up the glory. I listened to them sing that song. Was that song talking about all I had belonged to him? Turn it around. All he has belonged to me. When you were singing, I said, I think they're thinking about saying that all I have, and that's good. I'll sing it. But then I thought about the other part. Let's flip it around. God is singing the same thing. All I am belong to you. Now, I'll give you a little plug here. I am is your identity. Write that down. Every time you use the word I am, your God-like nature go to work. It produces supernaturally. It produces supernatural. I am well. I am happy. I am healthy. See, you have to say that. I am rich. Say it sometimes. Just say it. See, that's your identity. If Satan can steal your history, he can steal your identity. Your history is you what God is. In Romans 8 now, Romans 8, you've read this prayer before, you've seen it, but I want to see it from a point of view here. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. How many of y'all got any infirmities? I mean, maybe some of y'all don't need this prayer, but I need it every day, every hour, every second of the day. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, and that itself means himself, maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart, I'm in verse 27, you see it? We're talking about praying in the Spirit, you see it? And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Then you got verse 28, results. All things work together for good. But notice here now, praying in the Spirit gives us, I don't want you to miss this, the mind of the Spirit. The mind of the Spirit. The mind. I think of Ephesians 4:27 say be renewed. Ephesians 4:27 said give no place to the devil. Ephesians 4:23, I think it says be renewed in the spirit of your mind. But yeah, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, it's a supernatural prayer language. It takes you into another realm. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost takes you into the mind of the Spirit. Oh, my. I mean, that sounds, you know, like rookie stuff. But my God, If you really understand that when you pray in the Spirit, do you know what the mind of the Spirit is? The mind of the Spirit is the mind of God, is the mind of Christ. It knows everything. And God has made a way for us to know everything we need to know. Mind of the Spirit, say it.
Mind of the Spirit.
When you pray in the Spirit, hear it said, it take you, the Holy Ghost, help you to enter into, because you couldn't do nothing about it. Remember you said your infirmity, you didn't know what to do? But it's a shifting. It take you, I feel so sorry for Christians who are not filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. I went many years myself fighting to be dumb without it. You know, but then the mind of the Spirit take a hold of what you're dealing with.
Amen.
You think the Holy Ghost can handle it?
Yes.
See, then he give you not to think on a normal level, not to think naturally, not to think by what you see, think by what you know. Work from what you know. Don't work from where you see. Work from where you want to go. Don't work from where you're going. Work from our habit. Don't be trying to have it.
Amen.
Mind of the Spirit. I remember praying many years ago, reading this scripture. Then God started opening some things to me. Because we all have infirmities. And then he says, not only that, when you're praying in that language, you look at it, he says, it revealed to you the will of God. So you see, it's right in there. Notice in that. And he, verse 27, he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. You see that? Underline that. Mind of the Spirit. Mind of the Spirit. Because he make intercession for the saints. Now notice what he said now. According to the will of God. So now I got the mind of the Spirit and the will of God on my tongue. I'm dealing with something I can't handle. I'm dealing with something too big for me. But now I got the divine privilege of praying in a supernatural language, making a communion with God, getting God in on it, and God now show me what he would do. That's selling your case right there. I can close right now. I can close this session tonight. Your case has been selling. I don't care what you're dealing with, how long you've been dealing with it. It's selling. You just have been told by the Holy Ghost what you need to do to get it right. A man or a woman who know how to operate in the mind of the Spirit and the will of God, you cannot stop them from going nowhere. And then God give us his supernatural language, praying in the Spirit. See, it can become a package here. It can become almost familiar with it. You can get familiar with praying in the Spirit. You know, routinely, ritually. But remember, it's always revelatory. Give me the mind of the Spirit and give me the will of God. When I'm praying in tongues, you listen, have supernatural expectation every time you pray in the Spirit. See? You should never get jammed, those of you, and most of y'all feel with the Holy Ghost and talk in tongues. Pray in the Spirit. It gives, when you have the mind of the Spirit, and the will of God, this why verse 28 come up. See? Put everything in the category. I don't care whether it's bad or good. It says all things. Well, how can that be? How can that be all things went together? Some things I got going on ain't working too good. Yeah, but you pray in the Holy Ghost over it, the mind of the Spirit and the will of God gonna change it in your favor. Some of the attack that you go through is for you to attract the power of God. You're not going to grow unless you know. You know, I'm the only one going through something. Get up, shut up. No, some things you go through before you get to the next level. You don't have to pray about it. You don't have to pray, Lord, let me go through something before I go to the next level. You ain't got to pray about it. It'll show up. But according to how you handle it, most things in my life I got to handle in the Spirit.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I make confession and make decrees, but I pray in tongues more than all that. Because I know I want the mind of the Spirit working on my behalf. I want the will of God working on my behalf. And then I want to settle in my mind all things going to work together for good for me because I love God and I'm called according to His purpose. Could you ever come to a grip with that fact? Where you are right now, what you're dealing with right now, your stage of life right now. Could you come with me now and come to the point that when you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying the mind of the Spirit, you're praying the will of God, and it got to work out? A man or woman cannot be functioning in the mind of the Spirit and the will of God, and things don't come out in their favor. See, when you go to praying in the Spirit, God instantly begin to show you favor. Yes, show you how to get there. You know, they take the language and use it for a whole lot of stuff to be spiritual and all that. No, it's for lack of a better word, praying in the Spirit is a divine workhorse. It's a horse that God gives you to ride when you couldn't ride on your own. Are you understanding me? Catch a hold of that now. Every time you syllables, you start speaking, you're not speaking to men, you're speaking unto God, and you're bypassing yourself from worrying and fearing. Doubt, worry, and fear can't stay when a person understands the supernatural. There's absolutely nothing God can't do if we let Him do it. Let me add one more to that. This divine praying put us in a position that we can function in the purpose of God. That 28th verse said about His purpose, you see. God purpose. A lot of things blocking us sometimes because it's not functioning in God's purpose. It's dangerous, but you don't see it. But when you pray in the Spirit, it'll align you with the purpose of God. And it's the purpose of God that's going to prevail. Are you following me? You want to live in the purpose of God. The will, there you got His will, you have His purpose, and you have His mind. Because when you have the mind of the Spirit, you got the mind of God. See what I'm saying? And the Lord don't have to tell you all He's going to do. You just keep praying in tongues. And all of a sudden, everything has worked out. I've seen this hundreds of times. Everything has worked out. I don't know what He did. All I do is say, hallelujah. But I know He'll get it done. If I trust Him. Again, I want to emphasize 1 Corinthians 14:2 from these notes. It bypassed men. Speaking mysteries. I'm back at 1 Corinthians 14:2. And it take you direct to God. Praying in tongues. Now here's one for you in Acts chapter 10, verse 46. Praying in the Spirit, you are magnifying God. Now, I looked at that more in one way. They said they were praying in the Spirit and magnifying God. But praying in the Spirit to me magnifies God. Otherwise, make my problem. See, so now I have to believe this because I'm talking about encounters and experience. When you pray in the Spirit, you magnify God. I mean, God get bigger than whatever you're dealing with. Things you just can't, the enemy know it. The enemy know God get bigger in your life when you're praying in the Spirit. He knows it. See. Organized religion know it. You look throughout the book of Acts, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, those boys start praying in the Spirit and miracles and signs and wonders start working. Huh?
Yes, sir.
So it magnify God in your life, magnify God to you. You see that God is a big God. Our God is a big God. And so praying in tongues is like a divine magnifying glass. It shows you the answer. When everything, the water muddy, don't smell good, But yet you see something else when you're praying in the Spirit. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Oh, my goodness. What a privilege to have the mind of the Spirit, the will of God, the purpose of God. And then I'm able to see God get bigger in my life. I see fear pack his bag, worry pack his bag. I just keep praying in the Holy Ghost. This whole ministry is based on a lot of praying in the Spirit. You know, I teach the word, but I do a lot of praying in the Spirit. I train my boys, and I tell them, my boy and my daughter and my grandchildren, they got to pray in the Spirit. You got to pray in the Spirit. Yeah, you got to have a fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Now also, as I was studying about this, you know, I've memorized a lot of scriptures over the years. He took me to Jude. Let's go there. Verse 19 and 20. I'll make a statement that may help you immensely in the next few minutes. next few years. A few minutes. I want you to write this down, this 19 and 20 verse, when I was meditating for this message. It's shifting from the sense realm into the realm of most holy faith. Shifting from the sense realm to the realm of most holy faith. That's what will happen when you're praying in tongues. It'll shift. You see, these be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. Sometimes we act like we don't have the Spirit. Sometimes our little scriptures we have not working. Sometimes we quote scriptures and we don't sense a breakthrough. But I tell you what, you can shift gear. You can shift from the natural into the supernatural just like that. Just like that. I mean, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, a believer who know who they are, they can be one place at a moment, and another moment you can't touch them. See, come out of that sense realm. You can pray in the Spirit and come out of that sense realm. You got a lot of voices hollering in that sense realm about what you're not going to have and how you're not going to make it and how bad you messed up. You shift in the Spirit and you get higher than those voices. Are you hearing me? Come on now, listen now. I'm not just giving a lesson here. I want you to be aware that you're not just doing an hour. You're not just doing a half hour. Do how long it take. If it's 10 minutes, get up and shout. I mean, when the Spirit of God come, you got it. It never take me an hour to get in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes 5 minutes, I'm there. Hallelujah. I'll get me some scripture and run around the room. But this is so important for you to know. This is a way for you to shift. Have you ever had a problem look like it wasn't going to go away? Have you ever had something nobody in this world seemed they could answer for you? But you can touch God yourself. Shift out of the sense realm. Give me the 20 voice. Shift in the Spirit realm. But ye, beloved, look at that. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself up. Build yourself up in the Spirit. Build yourself up in God. Build yourself up in Jesus. Build yourself up in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself up in the kingdom. Just pray till you get built up. Now, when you get to that holy, most holy faith, 2 Corinthians 4:13 kick in. Turn, look, you don't know it. You begin to operate in the Spirit of faith. See, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit. See, you need the Holy Ghost to operate in the Spirit of faith. You're not just going to say, I got the word. No, you need the Holy Ghost. We have the same Spirit of faith according to it's written. I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. I know kosane shekone busa. I know something here. I know something here. Look at the last verse in that chapter. Look at the last. Give me the last verse in that chapter. In 2 Corinthians 4. You got another voice in there? 18. Give me 18. Is 18 the last voice? Yeah, you see, y'all slow back there. Hallelujah, Basha. Now you quit looking at things. See, you get in the spirit, you quit looking at the problem. You quit looking at the natural thing. You quit listening to what somebody else saying. Now you got an audience with God. You got an audience with Jesus. You got an audience with the Holy Spirit. You see, so while we're looking at the things, what you're seeing. When you're praying in the spirit, you know what you're doing? You're looking at the things what you're not seeing. For the things that are seen, they're temporary. You about to change it. This woman shifting from the natural into the realm of the spirit. I can't tell you how important it is for you to hear this. You're going to need it. And as a pastor, I want you to know that I want you to be able to hear my voice. When that thing come up, I'm about to shift. I'm about to get my answer. I'm about to get the kind of help I need. I need some supernatural help here. Are you following me? See, never, never, never set yourself up on the basis of what man can do for you. Because there'll come a time, man gonna do this. I can't do no more. So the old folks used to say, why the blood running wrong in your vein? Set yourself up to know how to move to the next level. Never let man word be your last word. You just tell him, okay, and start praying in the tongue. Say, well, you're not going to get that job. See, go on now. He didn't say what he's going to say. Well, I've done all I thought I had a hookup. I thought I could get that job for you. But I didn't make it because this fellow over there fell over that block. I said, all right, thank you. See, don't let man be the last word in your life. You're not much of a Christian if you let a man voice be the last word in your life. You got to hear what God's saying to you. Praying in the realm of the supernatural, releasing the supernatural power of God in your prayer time. All the time, you're not going to know what you're praying, but whatever you're praying is going to work out to your favor. Now, notice in Acts 4, we're just talking about praying in the spirit here, praying in the supernatural. I think it's so important at this time as we study about the soul and getting out, you need to know how to function in praying in the spirit. Trying to get you where nobody can whip you and nobody can fool you. Now, I got some people in the church, you're not going to easily fool them. You can come up with some banana peel and all you want, whatever you want to come up with. They'll look at your wife and say, no, I don't want none. Because I want to train you so well, I can't fool you. You'll know, you'll have discernment in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now whether you know it or not, your problem has been solved.
Yeah.
I mean, if you taking the word that I'm giving, I come here not just to teach a lesson, but to deal with things. And to show you how to personally deal with anything you need to deal with. And this supernatural language God has given us. You look at different people and they're praying. And but I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about knowing what you're doing. Prayer syllable now. And right in. You went right in. Right in the spirit, right there. Right in. The mind of the spirit. The will of God. The purpose of God. The secret of God. The hidden truth. The mysteries start coming alive to deal with whatever you got to deal with. See, Satan try to put you in the ditch on one side of the road. If he can't, he puts you in the ditch on the other side. He wants you to just, bah, 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 just pray. No. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know this is more than just a daily devotion. You got to know you have the divine right in your prayer language to stir up miracles, signs, and wonders. It's supernatural, isn't it? You can't find praying in the tongue in Congress. No library. No academic situation. The psychology don't even know how to pray in tongue. It's for the body of Christ. It's for you to be able to function in another realm. Some of y'all will get it next year. July. July the 4th, a firecracker shoot you. Say, well, I know about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here in Acts 4, 31. I'm going to give you three or four words here. Boldness. Praying in the Spirit produces boldness. I mean, you act like you ain't got no mind. You moving, you know. You say, hey, God, you don't know you got trouble? Get out of our shut up. See him a little while later. What happened to your trouble? I don't know. It's gone. Glory to God. Boldness, great power, and great grace. Write that down. Boldness, great power, and great grace. What a combination. Ooh, God. Boldness, great power, and great grace. Now, that's the apostolic. Let's read this. Let's see. The church had problems. They prayed. Then they get to the 31st verse of the 4th chapter of Acts. You got your shouting clothes on? And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Call that power now. I told you about the time I was in that among some barrels on a job working a tank farm. And I was in a little shed among some barrels and on a concrete foundation. And the foundation started shaking. I felt myself trembling. And the barrels started rattling. Well, I didn't know. I ran out and had a phone booth in the back, called my aunt, Auntie Alice. She gone on to be the Lord. She was 90-something years old. She pointed at me on the bed and said, boy, you know what I told you? Anyway, I called her. I said, Auntie Alice, I said, you know, I was in a shed on concrete, and the barrel started rattling, and the concrete started shaking. She said, hurry up, get back in there, boy, that's the Lord. Get back in there fast you can. Get back in there with that shaking going on. I ran back, got back in there, still shaking. I don't know what I pick up in there, but I got back up in there. I was scared, though. But she told me, get back in there, boy, that's the Lord. That's the Lord, get back in there. Glory to God. And when they had prayed, the prayers were shaken where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. And I go to the 33rd verse, and with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. I pray tonight that rest upon you. Now here's one. Here's a shaker. Go to Acts chapter 12. As I studied praying in the Spirit. Acts chapter 12. I'm going to read, for time's sake, verse 5. Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church under God for him. Now, they were praying in the Spirit. See, the book of Acts, they prayed in the Spirit. So they're praying in tongues for Peter, praying in the Spirit. And then look at verse 7. And let me give you this. Praying in the Spirit releases angels on special assignment. So when you're praying in the Spirit, it stirs angels up, and whatever you're praying about See, God knows what you're praying about, but you don't know how you're praying. But he releases angels on your behalf because you done got over that realm of the spirit. Of the spirit. You know angels are supernatural. Amen. And you know the angel didn't die with last apostle. Amen. They're still here. I've seen them. My son saw them. Kathy from Downsville, she saw one run. They frighten you, I tell you. Because they ain't no small thing. Angel. So they're praying. Let's see what happened here. Verse 7. All right. And behold, an angel of the Lord came upon him because they were praying. And a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, the angel did, and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chain fell off from his band. Is that supernatural?
Yes,
the 8th voice. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself, bind on thy sandal. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Verse 9. And he went out. That it all started by praying. See, Herod had a mind to kill him like he killed the other boy. But the church was praying. And he went out and followed him and wished not that it was true. You know, Peter didn't know what was going on. Which was done by the angel. Which was done by the angel. But thought he saw a vision. When they were past, when they, the angel walking with him, were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. Now, he didn't have them doors like you walk up to them doors, now them doors open up. That was the Holy Ghost. See, they think they banished something, but God had that a long time ago. When God eyes are on you, any door can come open. So they're using an electric eye. That's what make that door come open. Something see you and open that door. But at that time, it didn't have that. But God eye. And they went out and passed on through the street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. Now, one of the reasons I know they were praying in the Holy Ghost, they wasn't praying, Lord, get Pete out. Lord, get Pete out. Because Peter got out and knocked, and they didn't even know who he was. They were just praying. It was battling in the spirit. It's best to let God handle it. But who said that? It's best to let God handle it. See, a lot of time you get so spiritual, you trying to handle it. No, it's best to sometimes just pause from everything you know and go in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Spirit about it. I'm telling y'all, can shift a lot of things here tonight. You can change a lot of things. There's a loved one you won't change. Just pray for them in the Spirit. Stop fussing so doggone much. Pray in the Spirit. I think the angel can do a better job than you. You had your chance the last 19 years. You ain't done nothing yet. Pray in the Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Isaiah 28. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just talking about the importance of communion with God in a supernatural language. That you can't be jammed. And you can't be in fear. You can't be worried because God has given you a weapon. That is. It's a weapon. It's a supernatural weapon God has placed in your hand for to keep you above everything. Praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. Are you hearing me? It produces supernatural forces that the kingdom of Satan can't stop. You know about man. It's supernatural. Listen when you're praying in the Spirit. Have a pen with you. Have a pad with you. He'll start talking and telling you some things you need to do. But I come to tell you tonight, you can't get jammed. No jail can hold you. No such a way can hold you. No, because you can pray your way out of it. See, a lot of time, if you don't pray in the Spirit, you're going to pray the problem. You know, because you, now you're going to rehearse to God. Now you know, Lord, if you move this over a little bit, and everything will be all right. Oh, shut up. Pray in the spirit where God can do it for you. You the one in the way. Now, I'm talking right here tonight. I'm talking to the members of this church. I'm talking to you right now, those who are on the line. I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking about the right now situation. I ain't talking about, I'm not talking about no Tuesday night word study. I'm talking about what you're dealing with. I'm showing you from the scripture by the Holy Ghost how to handle it. Stop calling everybody. Trying to get a favor. Make yourself his favorite. Everything will start unwinding for you. How many know we serve a good God? Well, make contact then. Praying in the spirit. Sometime he tell you, you don't need that, no harm. Don't be no hindrance. You don't need that. You don't need him. You don't need her. And he'll tell you. If you listen now, if you put a deaf ear, because you so far to go, you know, you done made your mind up. This is it. Go ahead. You better pray in the spirit. Find out. My God, I'm thinking I couldn't pray in the spirit, but Lord help me. I get the Lord to help me because he knows I'm going to lead people. I can marry a crazy woman. Oh, Jesus. I know some crazy women, man. I tell you, I know some crazy women. I was sitting at the table, man. And then man's wife told him, said, I'll make you shame in front of your friend. She thought I didn't see her, but I read her lip. But I know one thing, you better put your hand over here. We're going to turn this place out. I don't want a woman just misuse a man, just talk to a man like he's a little child. And the man was so scared. But he finally got rid of her. Thank God. Man was Isaiah 20. She might be a good lady, but you wasn't for him. Isaiah 28. Now, I want you to hear this well. Some of you are dealing with it. Look at me. Dealing with things now, and you've been dealing with it quite some time. Now, you need to get rid of it tonight. What we're about to read now, I think I'll close with this. What we're about to read now is entering into a supernatural rest and a supernatural refreshing. What I said? Now, if you refuse it, it's just like, if you refuse it, it's just like abusing it, because the Lord laid it out there for you. Are you following me? Now, watch what he says here. Watch what he says. 20, Isaiah 28 and 11. For with stammering lips and other tongue would he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith you may call the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Look what he said then. Yet they would not hear. See, praying. I think praying in the spirit entered right into this zone here. I say right into this zone here. Let me tell you one or two more things. I said I was going to close, but I ain't going to be there. Because I'm going to write some more. You never get it. If I take it back home, you probably never get it. Just a moment. Give me a moment here. The rest and the refreshing. Say rest.
Rest.
Refreshing.
Refreshing.
Pray in the spirit a minute. All right, I got it. Praying in the spirit is praying in the supernatural realm beyond Satan, beyond man, and beyond you. That's the way I wrote it down. None of that might not seem significant. Listen to what it said. Praying in the spirit is praying in the supernatural realm beyond Satan, beyond man, and beyond you. Neither one of them could mess it up. I wrote, this is the prayer, listen very carefully, that seller everything every time. Praying in the spirit. It will sell her everything every time because it's supernatural praying. I also wrote, it is praying in the spirit with explosive expectation. It might explode any minute in your favor. Unusual blessing. Cometh out of this unusual communion with God. You heard it?
Yes,
unusual. It's unusual communication. That's unusual communication. Unusual blessing come out of it. It also takes you beyond natural understanding to supernatural understanding. So let's shut down worry, doubt, fear down supernaturally. Get up, raise your hand before God for a few minutes. Rashakata. Lord, we pray about every situation in this room, around the world, by television, men and women, families. Every situation, we just for a few moments at the church going to pray in the spirit that the person on the road next to me will get their answer. Shatara, as I pray in the spirit, Korababasata, flood my heart with love for everybody. Shakatata koshiki, Ramashakatolomasha. Every situation, everything that need to be dealt with, every ounce of grace that we need, may you place it on us tonight. You come here to study your word. Come here to meet with you, men and women who really love you. Now minister to them this very night, supernaturally. Give answer. Give healing. Give financing. Give direction. Give joy. Give peace. Give rest. Give refreshing. Let them know they've been in your house. Let them know they've been in your presence. Rapasakatata. Stop the thief from robbing their joy and their happiness. Let them leave here in total peace, total happiness, total joy. Glory to God. We stir up the gift of the glory, the kingdom, the divine nature on the inside of them. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for fellowship in your word. Thank you for giving us your word. Thank you, your word coming alive in us right now. Thank you. Refresh us. Give them rest. Oh, Rabashata. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Alright. Alright, the children back in school. Y'all sit down. Get your envelope. Get ready to get your office. Children back in school.